Producers want to put people in seats. In Los Angeles, an experimental opera company is staging a new work where the people already are in seats, in cars, and driving them to locations all over the city. The opera is called Hopscotch. It's the creation of the Industry Opera Company. It's being performed over 4 weekends this month. Michelle Lanz of member station KPCC went along for the ride and the arias.
A day or so before I'm scheduled to attend a preview of Hopscotch, I get an email with GPS coordinates of where I'm supposed to go.
Turn right onto the Scott Avenue.
Google Maps takes me to the top of a hill overlooking Dodger Stadium in downtown Los Angeles. There's a Hopscotch flag and an Airstream trailer marking my destination, and I get into one of the 24 cars that are carrying audience members on the opera's 3 performance routes.
Every single car ride is kind of a different opera. It's 24 10-minute operas, basically.
Yuval Sharon, artistic director of the Industry Opera Company, explains that on each of the 3 routes, there are 8 stops where scenes or chapters of the Hopscotch story are performed. And just as they would any day in LA, the audience is getting in and out of cars a lot.
That was a key part of the concept, too, was that every time you switched cars, you felt like you were going into a different universe, a different sound world, you know, different artists, obviously, because they can't be in more than one car at a time, you know. Some of them have pre-recorded music with a live singer in it. Some of them have 13 musicians involved. You will never know what to expect when you get into the next car.
That's right. Along with 4 or 5 other audience members, you'll get into a car and find opera singers, violinists, saxophonists, and possibly this guy, who plays inside the limo while actors perform at their location outside.
I am Philip King, the anointed beatbox harpist. My role is I am the harpist in the limo that the audience is riding with while they are watching the scene in front of them. And that scene is being mic'd into the limo, and I'm like the background music right there. And they will have a once-in-a-lifetime experience with me being... You don't really get beatboxing and harping too much.
As you might expect, the logistics posed a few challenges to the 6 composers commissioned to write the music. Mark Lewinstein is one of them.
It's mostly acoustics. You have to know what a limousine is capable of. We didn't know that. I mean, you would think a car is a very dead acoustic space, as most of our cars are, but limo has just enough space that the singers can really sing and sing lightly, and it's wonderful. And string instruments sound good. It's difficult physically for them to play, and guitars sound wonderful. So those are some things we learned in the process. For me personally, it took a lot of work to figure out what would work compositionally.
Your traveling concert hall takes you through the city to the next location and the next scene. Production manager Ash Nichols is responsible for coordinating the 94 crew members and 128 performers.
It's an opera, but it's also very much like a new play. It's also very much like a film shoot with 24 locations, and it's kind of got a foot in every world. We've got dancers, we've got an aerialist, we've got actors and opera singers.
The story they tell, created by 6 writers, involves a Mexican-American puppeteer, car accidents, a near-death experience, traffic jams, the Jet Propulsion Lab, a fortune teller, and a fraught relationship.
What's left if Jameson's gone? How can I live in perdition alone? My flesh burns. I can only
To get the whole thing, you'd have to buy tickets to all 3 routes, and they sold out pretty quickly. But you can watch it for free on 24 screens arrayed around a temporary structure downtown called the Central Hub. But Hopscotch's mastermind, Yuval Sharon, says it was designed to be experienced from inside a car.
We want the audience to be surprised. In many ways, the core idea of this project is a sense of disorientation, quite literally. So if you get into a car not knowing the destination, how does that change the way that you view the city?
It definitely changed the way audience member Tammy Silver views Los Angeles.
It was so peaceful and interesting, and it made me look at the city, passing by in our little capsule of a car, hearing opera music and maybe a flute or a violin, and realizing nobody else knows what's going on in this car. And that's kind of the way life is here in LA.
Going in many different directions at once. Hopscotching. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Lanz in Los Angeles.